Duke and Dow with you in studio this morning, heading in to a guest interview now with Star Valley Lady Braves girls basketball coach Cade Erickson. Coach Erickson, good morning. How are you doing today?
Doing great. How about you guys?
We are doing great. Thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day. You're an educator. You got snow on the ground. I'm sure your kids are going nuts. So we appreciate taking a couple minutes to talk basketball with us.
Yeah, for sure. So, and we had early morning practice, and so the girls had to drive on these roads. So it always makes you a little nervous as a coach as we do early mornings like that. But everybody got there safe, and that's the main thing.
You know, Coach, I actually wanted to ask you that that question. What is the practice schedule like? What early on in the season, before you even play a game, you had the tryouts, and you get your team solidified. It's not just a 2 hour after school thing, is it?
No, it never stops is what it seems like. But, you know, we have our tryouts Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday right before Thanksgiving. And then the girls have the little break. And then once we get back, we hit it hard. So most of the time we do go after school. But, you know, there's times that we go in the morning just because of the overload of all the kids and the girls wrestling and the boys wrestling. So we all have to take turns going in the morning. But we went this morning just – to be honest, more or less, I kind of give the girls a break to get away after school, get rested up. You know, we get going. They're not in very good shape. And so it was good for us to go this morning and hopefully get rested up for the weekend, because the next 2 weeks we don't have any breaks besides Sunday. And so it's a lot for the girls.
Coach Erickson, is this your seventh year or eighth year as the head coach?
It is the start of my seventh year. And
okay.
I can't believe it. It seems like we were just talking a while back that I was just beginning. So it is flying by.
Well, let's talk about your program to this point. We've had some successes and obviously kind of an annual trip to the state tournament every year. And doing that is obviously some of your annual goals. But talk to us about some of your girls that are coming back this year and some of those goals over the course of this upcoming program, upcoming season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So we're pretty fortunate. We have three of our starters that started last year coming back this year, with Ambry, who's been playing at the point for she started about halfway through her sophomore year. So we got a lot of experience there. And then Cam Mackey came in and started, and she's back. And then we have Ruby Hill, who started for us on the inside last year, coming back. So those three coming back with the experience, just as much as anything, is so important. They know the intensity and what it feels like to play at those higher level games. But I feel great with the rest that are coming back. We have Hudson Hill, who has played great JV last year, coming back playing for us. Liv Kleeman, who gave us solid minutes last year, will be coming back and helping on the inside too. And then we have Morgan McGee and Avery England, who came in and were big addition for us as we ended last year and as we went into regionals and state. And then we have Kira Allred, who will be coming in, giving us some minutes. And then we'll kind of see after that as far as, you know, which sophomores and younger girls are going to be able to step up and contribute. And sometimes we don't know that till about midseason. Avery England right now injured herself at the end of volleyball, as you guys know. She did get that taken care of. And so we're hoping, we're crossing our fingers that she'll be back the 1st of January. So we'll just kind of have to play it week by week with her. But she's able to come to practice at least and do some light jogging. So I feel great about the girls that were coming back. You know, those who didn't have a ton of experience are playing well and stepping up and playing well with the older girls. And so we've had, I feel, great practices with lots of energy, and I feel that they've been very productive. So as far as our goals, Dal, you know, I asked the seniors their goals, and as we met the other night, and their biggest thing is just building a program. But one thing that really stuck out is playing two on Saturday is what we call it. And that's when we get to state is playing on Saturday, is getting past that Thursday, Friday, what's been kind of where we've ended. And we want to get past that day and play on Saturday. So we sometimes just bring that up as far as motivation of just saying playing on Saturday, and all the girls know what it means. And that's what our goal is this year.
Star Valley Lady Braves girls basketball coach Kate Erickson this morning with us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. You know, coaches, you're going through name by name all those girls returning. I was actually looking at last year's roster, and you graduated four really good seniors last year, but you mentioned it, and I'm guessing it wasn't just coach speak here when you said that you're really excited about the girls coming back, because you have a ton of talent returning this year. And when you talk about that two games on Saturday and what you guys want to be at the end of the year, I think you've probably got a pretty good gauge right now of who this team could potentially be. And so when you compare the last now six seasons of coaching Lady Braves basketball, you kind of have that gauge of where you need to be early December and what you need to work towards. And so how do you feel about your team right now at this moment? Or what are some things you need to work on to be ready for that two on Saturday at the end of the year?
Yeah, no, that's a good point to look at. And you always kind of look at each year of where you're at and where you need to work on things. And it's actually been kind of interesting as I set up practice plans and get ready. We've been able to add a handful of new things without reviewing some old things. And there's a lot of times at the very beginning of the year that, you know, girls just forget and you just have to refresh it and fine tune it. And we still need to do that. But actually the last two or three days, we've been working on a couple new zone offenses and then some inbound play and a couple quick hitters. And so I just feel that experience at the start of the year is there already. And if we can just keep getting better and better each week, I'm excited to see what these girls can do. And so it'll be interesting. And I always, people ask me, well, how's the season going to go? And I usually tell them, ask me in a month. And you just never know, just because of the teams that we're playing, and just knock on wood, injuries have kind of hurt us the last couple of years. We had Delancey Brogue the very first of the year 2 years ago, and then we had Austin Bagley last year. And it just changes the dynamics. But if we can stay healthy and get Avery back and then just get a few of those younger girls to step up and help us, I think we should be a pretty solid team.
Your mentality of your program has been very defensive-minded, I think is one way that you could describe that. A girl that graduated last year, Emily Dana, of course, playing collegiately. She's your main scorer last year. Do you feel like this year's crew is going to be maybe more of replacing those points as a committee, or do you feel like from what you've seen over the summer and so far in practice, maybe just increase point totals for these girls that are each coming back?
Yeah, I think it's going to be as a group, Dal. You know, as we've been practicing and scrimmaging, it might be Ambry who can take it to the rim, or we might be able to kick it out and get a few shots from Hudson Kleeman from the outside. And even Liv and Ruby has been shooting a lot more from the outside and more with confidence just because of their age. And they feel that they can take that shot because they're the leader on the team. And so as far as the summer ball went, we have a round of you know, as far as score, it kind of changed around a little bit. And one girl, I feel bad, I totally forgot to mention, we got a new girl coming in, Ari Foster. She played up in Dubois 1A for quite a while. And now she moved down here, and she's going to be a big contribution for us too. And so she averaged 12, 13 points a game in 1A. And I know it's a lot different, but no, she'll be big. And we still are. We hit it, and I think the girls kind of get sick of it, but we are a defensive-minded coaching staff and a defensive-minded team. But also, we've been, I feel the last few years, we've been trying to focus more on the offensive part and being more productive that way so we can compete at the 4A.
Well, Coach, let's talk your first games of the season to get in action next week in Evanston. And then, of course, you have the traditional Flaming Gorge in Green River. What are you hoping to see from your girls next week and then the week after that when you get through these first couple of games of competition?
I think the biggest thing as a coach is just kind of seeing how well the girls play together. You know, as we get going and girls can trust each other and they can trust us as coaches what we're going to do, that is huge. So the biggest thing we're going to look for is making sure that the girls can play together, and then we can make our adjustments after that, because it does, we get going and rolling, and we may make changes here and there. And I feel that we have 8 to 9 girls that can give us good solid minutes, and so hopefully that's how it works out. And so we have some pretty good games going into Evanston. We get to play Rock Springs and Green River. And then we have a tough game against East. So I'm excited about those first three games, and we'll be able to hopefully come back from that weekend, learn what we need to work on. I'm sure it'll show us our weaknesses, and then we can work on the next week and just continue to get better with them as we move on into conference.
Lady Braves basketball coach Kate Erickson this morning. It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. Coach, thank you for your time. Wish you guys the very best of luck, and we'll see you out on the court.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
It's Swift 98 and the Spur with First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday.